fortunate enough to be the next presenter as there's a mass exodus out of the room. So again, my name's Brian Trader. I'm the Director of Domestic and International Studies at Longwood Gardens. And today I'm pleased to share with you a new educational program that we have at Longwood. And it's called the Great Gardens of the World Triad Fellowship. This fellowship was developed about 4 years ago in collaboration with several international partners. So for those of you who may not be familiar, Longwood Gardens is a very large nonprofit public garden right outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're just under 1,200 acres, and we have about 400 staff, so we're a pretty significant institution as far as public gardens go. Our mission is to be the living legacy of our founder, Pierre Samuel DuPont, and to inspire others through excellence in garden design, horticulture, education, and the arts. So we're very fortunate that education is one of the pillars of our mission. Just a picture of our founder, Pierre, for those of you who may not be familiar. He was in charge of the DuPont Company as well as the CEO of General Motors. He and his wife, Alice, did not have any children, and so we're very fortunate that he left behind a legacy for us to continue his passion for horticulture and education. So just an overview of the presentation today. First, I'd like to give you just an introduction to education at Longwood, and then go into our international programs, and then focus on our Triad Fellowship. So education at Longwood's pretty important. We have programs that span from school-aged kids, kindergarten, all the way through 12th grade, and then we have formal educational programs that are at the undergraduate level, and then we have educational programs that are at the graduate level, and then for those that are the mature learners. International programs at Longwood, however, are some of the longest running educational programs. Our international programs at Longwood started in 1956, so they have a tremendous legacy. And then in 2010, we developed another educational program, which is our international internship. And so this allows Longwood to partner with the Department of State, the United States Department of State, and have exchange visitors come to Longwood on a J-1 visa. And so they come to Longwood to live, learn, socialize, and work amongst our staff and our community. We have four areas of specialization, so they can come in and work in ornamental horticulture, they can work in education, library science, marketing, or public relations. We typically have about seven or more internationals in our community annually. For instance, right now we have two students from China, we have one from Kosovo, one from Australia, one from the United Kingdom, and then in January we'll have two join us from Japan. And this is all funded from our endowment. So it is a mission-based program. We provide the visa, we provide the housing, and we provide the salary for all these individuals. As I mentioned, a tremendous legacy. We have alumni from this program who are leaders in the world of horticulture all across the world. And so what I'd like to talk to you about today is this new program that we developed about 4 years ago. It's now in its fourth year. And we have called it the Great Gardens of the World Triad Fellowship. And what this is an opportunity for two students from the United Kingdom, two students from the United States, and two students from Japan to travel the world, work, learn, live in some of the great gardens of our society. And so each two students will spend 4 months in the U.S. at Longwood, four students in the United Kingdom among four properties in the National Trust, and then they'll spend 4 months in Hyogo, which is in Japan, through the Alliance of Hyogo. And so the mission of this program is to provide an immersive opportunity, immersive experience, cultural experience, but also an understanding of horticulture and these very diverse countries and also diverse gardens within these countries. And it's also meant to build camaraderie and community amongst the fellows that are selected for this placement. And so here's an image of some of the fellows that participated in the first round. So the first placement I'm going to talk about is in the United Kingdom. While they're in the United Kingdom, the fellows that are participating on this are able to be hosted at Hidcote Manor Garden, which is one of the world-renowned gardens. They actually live there on the property in that house and overlook the gardens, and they're able to work along the world-class staff of those gardens. So they spend about a month working at the National Trust Hidcote Manor Garden. From there, they go to Badenant, which is in Wales, and they spend about 4 weeks there. And again, just world-renowned horticulture. They also work at Stourhead. They spend about a month at Stourhead while they're in the UK. And the last property that they, I didn't have any images for this, but the last property that they work at while they're in the United Kingdom is Mount Stuart, which is in Ireland. So the idea is that while they're in the UK, they're experiencing Ireland, Wales, England, and they're working at some of the best gardens that are associated with the National Trust. After they go to the UK, they're able to go to Japan, where they work at an institution called Kiseki no Hoshi. It's a very modern, contemporary conservatory located on Awaji Island, and the English translation for that is the Miracle Planet Museum of Plants. But also, while they're there, they're learning ancient techniques of horticulture that have been practiced by the Japanese for centuries. And this is really important because there's not many young generations that are practicing these techniques. And so the fact that students from the U.S., students from the U.K., and Japanese students are learning these techniques is really important. And these are just some images from Kiseki no Hoshi Conservatory. Just beautiful modern designs. And so that's another important influence, is not only are they learning about horticultural techniques, but they're learning about design. Then lastly, they're placed at Longwood, Longwood has a rich history of horticulture as well, and they're able to pick an area where they would like to focus at Longwood. So that might be our natural lands, for instance, our meadows, our streams, our woodlands, or perhaps they'd like to focus in integrated pest management on how we're sustainably taking care of our pest diseases in the gardens. Or they may want to work in our 4-acre conservatory, or maybe they want to focus on turf. But we allow them to choose where they'd like to focus while they're at Longwood in for those 4 months that they're there. They maintain a blog, so we do have a website. There's a Triad Fellowship where they're logging and showcasing their experiences. And I think what's most important about this program is the camaraderie that they're building amongst each other while they're placed in the different countries. One of the things that we did after the third year of this program is we reached out to all the participants. So we have 6 students per year, 2 from each country, and we surveyed them. And we wanted to ensure that we're fulfilling the mission of this program. And this is what we found. You know, we wanted to see how it impacted their employment. Well, all of them are employed. That's a good thing. And maybe most importantly, of the 12 that responded, all 12 responded to our survey favorably. All of them are employed in horticulture or a closely related field. And the one that's not is actually doing consulting. And they're consulting on international travel and international placement for students. So even though it's not directly affiliated with horticulture, we feel that it's, you know, still supporting that mission of education and that cultural exposure. Another thing we asked is, you know, what are they doing? What are they currently doing? Well, we have some that are doing greenhouse production as a manager. One's working at Denver Botanic Gardens as a conservatory horticulturalist. One's working as a development officer, head gardener, flower farm manager, construction controller. I think you can see the variety of placements that they're getting after they finish the fellowship. And then just some quotes of how it impacted them personally and professionally, gave them confidence, gave them creativity, expanded their network. The networking that the students undertake during this year-long experience while they're in the 3 different countries is phenomenal, and that kept coming up. And they keep in touch with each other, and they keep in touch with the mentors that they've had throughout their experience. And then also, what was that cultural outlook? You know, to be to go to three different countries to work in gardens, the language barrier that there might be, especially with the Japanese, it's really impacted these fellows significantly. And just some more quotes and some more feedback from the professional outlook of the fellows. And then we wanted to know, what did it do to your career? You know, how does this help or move your career? And, you know, that, another thing that came up was the networking, the contacts, but also those skills, those horticultural skills, and motivation, and an ability to work with different managers. If you can imagine working at four different gardens in the National Trust, working at Longwood, and then working in Japan, and they're not just based at Kaseki Nihoshi while they're in Japan, they're going to traditional Japanese gardens as well, and they're working with senseis that have been caretakers of bonsai. They're learning the floral design arts while they're there, and learning under all those different managers and different teachers and mentors is really important. So with that, I do have a couple minutes for questions. I tried to make sure I saved some time, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that the group might have. Yes? Absolutely. So the question was about the selection process. For each country, it's a little bit different. I'll start with the United Kingdom. For the United Kingdom, they put out a mass invitation for applications, and so it's national. And so anyone who is young, aspiring gardeners, aspiring horticulturalists can apply through the National Trust for that opportunity. And if they're accepted, they would be employees of the National Trust. For Kaseki Nihoshi, they have a partnership with a school called Alpha, which is on the Awaji Island. And so they first place priority to the students that are attending that university, Alpha, which is a landscape and design university, and horticulture is what the focus is. And so they give preference to students from that institution when they're seeking applicants. And then for the United States, right now the way we have the model is that you currently have to be a student at Longwood already accepted into one of our programs. And so that could be our two-year undergraduate level program, or it could be our internship program. And then we select from those. Any other questions from the group? Yes, ma'am. That's a great question. For 50 years, Longwood has had a graduate level program in partnership with the University of Delaware. It was called the Longwood Graduate Program. I've most recently been the director of that and am finishing my directorship of that program now. But that program has evolved, and it's evolved into a 13-month fellowship. It's called the Fellows Program. And if you look in your program or in the schedule, there's an advertisement for that fellowship program in there where you can find more details about it. So we no longer have a graduate level program in public horticulture. And with that, my timer says I'm out of time. So I'd like to invite our next speaker.